Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1. Let's go. What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Behind the Curtain. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers, no Alon today on this particular show. And so what I've been doing, we've been talking about the EDIs. That's the Exotic Dancer Invitationals. This is a showgirl competition put on by Exotic Dancer Publications. The best of the best showgirls from all over the world get together and compete for some great titles and some money and all kinds of fun stuff. So I'm on this series where I'm going through and getting to talk a little bit to some of our EDI contestants. So I'm going to head up to Canada right now and bring you Justice. How are you, Justice?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Are you still in Canada?
I am. I live just a smidge across the border. So I'm technically South Detroit, they call us. So.
Oh, that is very cool. So you are going to be competing at the EDI West. This is the one that's going to be in Dallas. And I'll give you all the dates here in a little bit. But have you ever performed it at the Dallas at the Bucks Clubs before?
I have. I actually won the EDIs in 2019 at Bucks in Dallas.
Oh, okay. That's where that was. Okay. Yeah. Speaking of EDIs, I remember, I think it might have been the first time I saw you perform. It was at the EDIs in Denver several years ago. And I remember that one as well. So you had a great show up there. Some of the judges sort of felt it was a bit on the controversial side. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. Yeah, I remember a couple of the judges were slightly offended. But then I'm like, you're in a strip club. What's there to be offended about? You know, I did a nun that gets like seduced by the devil, you know, and then eventually comes full circle and then becomes an angel. But yeah, I guess having someone dressed as a priest giving me an exorcism on stage didn't help.
Yeah. But, you know, I do have to say this. And one of the things that I noticed about you then, and I still see when I see you perform, you sell your shows better than anybody. I mean, you know, a lot of people think that feature shows have to be really fast and fast moving. And I mean, you're everything from your very, very slow movement, which is what you needed to sell this show, and your facial expressions. And I mean, you really sold it. So I do have to give you props for that.
Thank you.
So EDI, are you going to give up any hints of what you're going to do out there at Bucks, or is that still completely under wraps?
No, I don't mind. It's been seen before. I did it at the Monroe's Feature Tournament. But I will say, if you're a Disney fan, you're either going to love it or hate it. It's another controversial show.
I love it. I cannot
wait. Especially with all this stuff going on about Halle Berry, you know, that's the clue I can give you guys.
Oh, okay. So when you put your shows together, I mean, obviously it depends on where you're performing as to what show or what you can do. But your ideal club, if you were to go into it, do you prefer like silks, lira, pole, floor, anything else that I missed in there?
For me, actually, it's about the stage. Mm-hmm. Because in Canada, our stages are actually quite large. We're used to dancing because every girl that goes on stage is actually a paid showgirl. Mm-hmm. So we like to utilize what we call the points of the stage. So if you've got a square stage, you got to hit like north, east, south, and west so that you're appealing to everybody and giving everybody equal attention. So when I'm presented with, let's say, a contest, I like to look at the stage. Can I utilize every aspect of the stage? And then it's like, is it a 360? Is it a 180? Where can I place my props? And, you know, yeah, pole's great. Aerials are great. But it's how can I interact with the people who are watching my show? Because it's not about me. I'm not dancing for myself. I'm mm-hmm. dancing for them and me entertaining the clientele that are coming to see me.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've both been in the adult club industry for a bit. And I see a lot of house entertainers. And even when I travel around, I see a lot of house entertainers that have a tremendous amount of talent. They can get up there and really put on a good show. But they always say, well, how can I be a feature? And I think that there's a misconception that you just show up and you take off your clothes and you spin around and you make all this money. But there's a lot of work. What advice would you give somebody?
Don't be afraid of hard work. Featuring is hard work. You have to be willing to make sacrifices, for one, in your personal life, being able to be on the road all the time. It is time consuming. It is physically and mentally draining at times. But if you're willing to step outside your comfort zone, one, don't be afraid to try new things. And two, you know, just being willing to go out that far. Like, I'm not afraid to make a fool out of myself on stage. You know, like if you don't like what I'm putting out there, that's unfortunate, but I'm always willing to try something new. I like to step outside that box. So for new girls, it's don't be afraid to have fun, because that's what it's about. It's fun. And when you are having fun, they're having fun, and that's when you make the money.
Yeah. Okay, so we are with What's Hot in the Strip Clubs, our podcast that you're on right now. We are with the Pantheon Podcast Network, which is a music-based network. So we want to talk a little bit about music. Tell me about maybe your personal music tastes.
I love hair bands. I have been stuck in the 80s and 90s. I never wanted to leave. I love all of it. I like Dawkins, Jackal, LA Guns, Quiet Riot, Enough's Enough, like Def wow. Leppard, Motley Crue. Like, that's my stuff. I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the faster, harder driving or the slower of the hair bands or a little bit
you
of
know,
each?
Anthems and like power ballads are my thing.
Power ballads, yeah?
Yeah, I love the power ballads. It's just when you get the guitar riffs, there's usually like, it always starts with a guitar riff or there's like a huge guitar solo, you know, like it's like you can feel the music. It like vibrates through your soul. And I love it. I just love it.
Well, good. I can pick your brain on this one then, because I have a lot of rock bands that approach me. And we always tell them we in the strip club industry are looking for the next girls, girls, girls. Motley Crue came out with that song. And you know, it's basically a strip club anthem. It's overplayed.
Yep.
I'm sick of it. I've played it 25 billion freaking times in my life.
I never get sick of it. I danced at the Marble Arch in Vancouver, you know, where they visited and they sang about it in that song.
Yes.
Yeah, there are a lot, like there is a song. Okay. We spoke about it earlier. You know, we were talking about like Steel Panther. They have like that stripper song, but a lot of people don't know about that band. And, Stripper Girl is a song and I like dancing to it, but you know, that in Community Property, that is also a ballad that should be out there and played everywhere in every club personally. But, yeah, I mean, if it's a hair band, it should be played. I think like a lot of clubs should devote a night to like retro throwbacks, hair bands, you know, rock nights, like Metal Mondays or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like just, I think heavy metal needs to come back into the clubs.
More with feature performer Justice up next.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
You're listening to Behind the Curtain, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I am here with Justice. I probably already know your answer to this one, but there is a lot of talk about emo coming back. And there are clubs that are talking about doing solid emo nights. So I want your opinion of that.
You know, there is a market for everyone. There really is. So if it may not be your cup of tea, for not specifically you, but like someone's cup of tea, it's somebody else's. And I think everything's worth a try. I mean, one club I worked at, we had disco night on a Sunday. And you know what? It was busy. Mm-hmm. And it's disco in this day and age, in this century. So it's like, woo. Yeah. Like, I thought the disco in 70s and was gone. But like, I couldn't believe how many people still love disco.
I got my start as a DJ in disco, by the way. So, yeah, back when Saturday Night Fever just came out and, you know, KC and the Sunshine Band. That was my stuff back way, way back.
But, and you know what? They're still good today. So. Yeah,
that's true. That's true. Okay, I want to talk, go back to the EDIs here a little bit, just so everybody knows what's going on. EDIs, there are two of them this year. There's the West, which is the one that you will be performing at. That's at the Bucks Clubs in Dallas. That's April 19th, 20th, 21st. Then a month later, we're going to the East side of the country, Huntsville, Alabama, Jerry Westland's Pony Clubs, May 24th, 25th, 26th. There are two divisions in each one. You've got the Starlets. They used to call it the Newcomers. Now it's called the Starlets Division. And then, of course, the Showgirls, which is the one that you're going to be competing in. And I can't wait to get out there and see you. I am trying like hell to make that Dallas one.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. So people can follow you and see your beautiful self and all of your performances. Would you like to share your social medias with us?
Sure. I have a YouTube channel where you can see some of my shows. It's Justice Feature Entertainer. And then, of course, I have the Instagram, which is Justice_Jardin, which is French for garden. And then I have, you know, Facebook and Twitter. Facebook is Justice Feature Entertainer. And if you're in the industry, Justice Jardin. And Twitter, Justice the NT one.
See, I always thought it was Jardin. Now I know.
That's the thing. I had to actually make a post on Facebook saying it's not Jardin. You know, it's Jardin. You know, like the Jardin group, like, you know, Desjardins that own Cirque du Soleil. So,
okay.
Keep to my French roots.
See, the things you learn by interviewing.
Well, now you've learned French.
Yes. I can count. Un, deux, trois, quatre. Anyway, enough of that. Okay. Well, I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today, and I want to wish you a whole lot of luck out there at the EDIs. And if you want to follow more about the EDIs, their website, this gets a little confusing, theedis.com. There's two E's in there, theedis.com. So check that out, and you'll see all the competitors, and I think it's something that everybody needs to come out and see. So, Justice, thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me.
All of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Flashback Friday, Classic Rock Remixes, and Behind the Curtain can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.